Wasn't there an occasion when the donkey was pushing uncoupled wagons up to Dursley and the gates at Cam were closed?
Yes, that's right. Now, we had when we were blowing up for... He was deaf as a post, and no matter how much he was blowing...
Not Jack Taylor.
Jack Taylor, yes, that's right. However, Ted Spilsbury was our guard, and he used to not bother to couple up the guard's van, the brake, and he was chops into people and carrying plate layers and that, and we'd stop because we had nearly stopped because the gates were shut, but Ned didn't know that. Ned was going full speed there and nearly went through the gates on several occasions. On one occasion we actually did go through the gates at Box Road.
Oh, I see. It wasn't Lower Cam.
No, Box Road, this was. Because what they used to have to do, who's the councillor? Addle.
Brian Addle.
Brian Addle. Well, he would leave just before the donkey left Coley Junction, and he had to, so, and when we had to wave to him, we used to wave to him coming up and say, come on, hurry up. Anyway, he didn't get there, and we must have forgot. I just went right through the gate before we realised it. You're so used to the gates being open.
Yes.
We've gone up about 30 or 40 times a day, you know. Up and down, no time to spare.
And the locomotive doesn't stop on sixpence, does it?
No. We've got all the way to the train, but this was a passenger train there where we went through. We was at fault for that. Well, I wasn't then on that occasion.
I remember having to wait while on my way home from infant school in Lower Cam to lunch. And I had to wait at the railway inn while the Dursley donkey shunted the wagons into the siding for Josh Price's coal yard, and then to Cam Mill.
Well, it was a regular thing then. When we left Dursley with a goods train, we would stop at Cam station for a while, and we'd all go into the railway. And also, there was a nice little bakery the other side. I don't know if it's still there, but it's gone back to the 50s now.
Steele's Bakery.
Was it? You used to make delicious cakes. And that was the only break we had all through the day, actually. We was on the go all the time.
You weren't cooking bacon and eggs on the shovel?
Oh yes, we used to do that. In fact, bacon and eggs and sausages have never ever tasted so delicious.
This is on the end of the fireman's shovel, and you put them in the firebox.
Yeah.
And cook them off.
That's right.
Seems unbelievable that you'd eat bacon and eggs off a coal shovel.
Well, of course, you used to get the shovel red hot first, kill all the germs and that, because other things were done on the shovel. You couldn't stop, there was nowhere to go. When you think of all the places where we used to shunt, when we left Dursley with a goods train, a heavy goods train, we would start shunting at Lister's foundry, putting in pig iron, coke, coal and all that. Then the gasworks, that was a heavy place, it's on the bank, steep going up. Then you would come down to Cam Mills. Then you had the sidings at Cam, coal sidings. Then you had Middle Mill, and then you had the flour mill, Draycott flour mill, and that was it.
So you kept pretty busy, right?
Very, very busy. I mean, there was just so much traffic coming up. As I say, every station between Gloucester and Bristol, their sidings were chock-a-block with things waiting to come up. And it was said to be the only link with the outside world, which I find amusing now, because people can't see that. Unless you lived through that time, didn't realise. Nothing on the roads.
Wasn't it one of the most profitable branch lines in
the country? It was said to be, I can't vouch for it being true, but it was said to be the most profitable two lines, well, it was two lines, but not 2 miles, of Srac in the whole of Britain. And they didn't want branch lines. They deliberately made it awkward for them for the trade to go elsewhere. Put it on the roads.
You enjoyed your spells?
Oh yes, wonderful happy times. In fact, would you believe, it's all those years ago, 50 years ago, and night time in bed, I'm still driving the donkey.
Still going through the gates. John Humphreys, many thanks for talking to us.